Representative Smith, you're going to be up first. We do have some minutes from April 25th, 2017. Has anybody that's here had a chance? Wait, we don't have a quorum yet, so we can't do minutes from last time. We'll wait on that. While we're dragging our feet and waiting for people to come in, we will say nice things about Karen Rudine, who's not with us anymore. We don't know where she is. We think a South American country under an assumed name. There, that's the nice part. But we would like to welcome Betsy Ritzer, who is the new Committee Legislative Assistant for Commerce. And I asked Betsy to bring the rules today, and she couldn't find the rules, and that's because we don't have any. So our only rule is treat others the way we would like to be treated. So with that, unless there are any questions or comments or concerns, we're getting close to a quorum. So Representative Smith, we'll have you go ahead and start presenting your bill, and when we are officially legal, then we will call the committee to order officially and take action on your bill. Great. With that, Representative Smith, do your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Good afternoon. House File 2764 is a very short, fun bill, and we appreciate the committee's time today. This bill modernizes Minnesota business law to make it more in line with the Delaware corporate laws. There is an amendment, Mr. Chair, that would you like to deal with that after or talk about the amendment?
Why don't we wait a minute? Why don't you go ahead and talk about the bill, and then we'll get to the amendment. We should have a quorum here in any second.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to have the first of two testifiers speak to some of the specifics of the bill.
That sounds good. Please identify yourself on the tape and proceed.
Mr. Chair, my name is John Nigren, and I am the legislative coordinator for the business law section for the State Bar Association. I will talk briefly about the 302A piece, the Business Corporations Act. Most of the changes to the Business Corporations Act are technical. There are three substantive changes I'd just like to briefly mention. One is this bill would authorize so-called medium form mergers, which follows a 2013 amendment in Delaware that basically streamlines a process for tender offers, a type of merger for public companies. And what it streamlines is the process for shareholders to get their money once the deal becomes a fait accompli. So it's purely a timing change. The second is exclusive form bylaws, which would require, if a corporation so decides, would require a corporation to have its internal affairs decided by courts of Minnesota for Minnesota corporations. So we think that's a good change. And the last is delegated authority. So a board can delegate authority to issue shares to officers. This, for example, would be used in executive compensation decision where a board of directors might tell a CEO that he or she has authority to issue 10,000 shares to salespeople or others, and then the CEO can make the allocation of the shares. So those are the three substantive points on the Business Corporations Act.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Nigren. Please proceed.
My name is Bill Klein. I am chair of co-chair of the Partnerships and LLCs Committee of the Business Law Section of the State Bar. The portions of the bill dealing with partnerships and LLCs basically do a few things. One is it eliminates some of the confusion between conversions and domestications, which is language used in a variety of state statutes. It also sets forward a uniform way of accomplishing those things between different types of entities so that the limited partnership, general partnership, and LLC provisions will work essentially the same way. The final thing that is of some significance is that it creates an ability for both LLCs and for nonprofit corporations to act without member action to cause mergers of wholly owned subsidiaries either into the parent entity or merge one wholly owned subsidiary into another wholly owned subsidiary.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Members, any questions? I've got one question. Is there anybody that's opposed to this bill? Mr. Representative Smith.
Mr. Chair, no.
Thank you. I would have been surprised. It would have been the first bar bill, I think, ever that had opposition. So typically they're very well researched and thought out. Members, we do now have a quorum, so we can officially act on this bill. Representative Smith moves that House File 2764 be referred to the Committee on State Government Finance. And Representative Smith, at this point, you want to address the amendment?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. There is an amendment A3 that has some minor adjustments to get the bill in the shape that the author would like. And it basically keeps the fees the same as to what they currently are being charged or what the businesses are being charged today. so there's no changes in fees.
That sounds good to me. Members, let's get this bill in the shape the author would like it to be in. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chair, if he is making no changes to the fees in any part of this bill, it doesn't mean not does not need to go to State GovFi.
Okay. That sounds good. We always like streamlining. Thank you, Representative Anderson. Then I think we'll change Representative Smith's motion to send it to the General Register. And if there's another committee that needs to see it, we should probably check with Representative Hillstrom when she gets back. I don't know if this would need to go to civil law. Representative Smith.
Mr. Chair, it was passed through civil law a couple of days ago.
Okay, then we don't have to worry about that. Then we'll change the motion to the General Register. Let's vote on the E3 amendment. Those in favor of the adoption of this amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Thank you, members. The A3 amendment is adopted. Representative Smith, can you bill as adopted?
Mr. Chair, members, I appreciate your support for this bill. Thank you.
Members, any final questions? Anybody in the audience want to come down and speak for or against the bill? Seeing nobody. With that, Representative Smith renews his motion that House File 2764 as amended be re-referred to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Gentlemen, thank you very much for a well-prepared bill and good testimony. Representative Smith, you're on your way. With that, Representative Franson. And while Representative Franson is coming up, let's take a look at the minutes from the April 25th meeting. Representative Halverson, would you be so kind as to move those minutes?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Members, any comments or questions, changes on the minutes from April 25th last year? Seeing none, Representative Halverson moves approval of those minutes. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Thank you, members. The minutes from April 25th are approved. With that, Representative Franson, to your bill, House File 2391, and I believe you have a DE amendment.
I certainly do, and that will get us into the shape that we would like the bill to be in.
We always like bills in the shape the author likes them to be in. With that, let's adopt the DE amendment. Those in favor of this adoption, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. The DE amendment is adopted. Representative Franson, to your bill as adopted.
Fabulous. Thank you, and happy Wednesday, everybody. The Minnesota State Exemptions Protect Certain...
Representative Franson, the committee will decide whether or not it's fabulous. You just testify.
Okay.
Aye.
Anyway, it's great to be back. The Minnesota State Exemptions Protect Certain Property of Individuals from Creditors. These exemptions apply when a creditor is collecting from a debtor outside of bankruptcy, such as garnishment or levy, and are applicable to a debtor's property inside of bankruptcy. The Minnesota state exemptions presently protect, for example, a debtor's homestead up to a certain amount, their clothing, household goods, furnishings, among other specific things. There is not anything in these exemptions that protect health savings accounts. Health savings accounts are accounts that go along with some people's health insurance. In order to open a health care savings account, one must have a health insurance policy that is a high deductible health plan as defined by the IRS. The IRS limits annual contributions to the health care savings accounts. With the advent of changes in the health care over the past decade, these plans have become a lot more common. Presently, Minnesota state exemptions do not protect health savings accounts from creditors or bankruptcy trustees. This bill protects health care savings accounts from creditors and bankruptcy trustees up to $25,000. People's health care should be protected, and health care providers should be able to receive the money that the law has already set aside to compensate them for their services. People will not be able to shield substantial amounts of money from creditors and health care savings accounts because of the annual limits the IRS sets forth for contributions and the amendment that we put on this bill, $25,000. And with that, members, I have my wonderful testifier.
Sir, would you like to testify? Are you there just in case we have questions? You're free to testify.
I'm just here for any questions anybody
just
might have.
Questions.
Members, questions?
As a resource.
We value resources in this committee. Not seeing any questions. Do you, sir, do you want to say anything?
Just very briefly.
Okay. Could you identify yourself for the record?
My name is Nathan Hansen. I'm an attorney in the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
This is my 15th year of practice. I do a lot of consumer bankruptcy work in addition to some other types of stuff. This bill is a product. I'm part of a sort of loose affiliation of consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Our political affiliations are across the spectrum, so it's everybody. This bill is an idea of my friends who are Democrats, my friends who are Republicans. We all, at least as professionals, support this, and we think that this is a very sensible and non-controversial update to the Minnesota exemptions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hansen. We like to think of ourselves all here, Democrats and Republicans, as friends, so you fit right in with this committee. Questions, members? Anybody in the audience want to speak for or against this bill? Seeing nobody, Representative Franson,
right?
We are going to move this to civil law, assuming it passes. Representative Franson, any last words in your bill?
It's an awesome bill.
Now, we get to decide that, Representative Franson.
I'm just putting that thought in.
I know. Thank you very much. Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Hansen. And with that, Representative Franson, we move to a motion that House File 2391, as amended, be re-referred to the Committee on Civil Law. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Now it's an awesome bill.
Representative Franson, that is an awesome bill.
Thank you.
Now it is.
And with that, members, unless there's anything anybody else wants to discuss before the committee, I believe that we are done for the day. Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. I saw that a commerce bill was sent back to conference. The liquor bill was sent back to conference. What are you doing with that bill, Mr. Chair?
You know, Representative Hillstrom, I was having a really good day until you brought that up. Let's adjourn quickly. We don't know exactly what's happening in the Senate, but just in case there's a complete meltdown, at least we have a platform in case we need to move any commerce-like bills. Nothing controversial. I'm just thinking in case we need to move something, it's there. We're not planning to do anything liquor-related. I can talk to you more about the liquor bill offline, but we're not going to do anything controversial liquor-wise that we would put on that bill. So, good question. With that, members, we are adjourned for the day. Thank you.